I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this crazy mother steals the identity of her own daughter to buy things. Now guys, just a word of warning, I currently have COVID again, if you didn't know, so this episode may be a little bit less, you know, energetic than normal, but let me know. Do you like me being a bit more chilled? Some people do. It's a bit more relaxing. Up to you lot. Comment down below. Anyway, let's get into this one. My mum and dad are being investigated for using my social security number and identity to buy things. So my mum has taken me off of her insurance. I'm going to be sick and in excruciating pain beginning tonight and for the next week. But even though I was extremely depressed at first after going no contact with both of my parents, I've actually been feeling better until recently. I've started working and I'm supposed to be starting college next month and moving into an apartment with my cousin sometime between next month and August. But when my mum found out that I won't be dropping charges and I'm cooperating with the police, she told us she was taking me off of her insurance. That means I'll have to stop seeing my therapist and I cannot see the doctor I planned on seeing about how much pain I'm in on my period. Every month I'm in so much pain, it feels like I'm being burned on the inside. I throw up, I feel nauseous, I'm weak, the pain makes me fall asleep, the pain wakes me up. It's been this way since I was 12. My mum would tell me that everyone is in pain on their period and that I was being dramatic. My mum wouldn't even allow me to take over-the-counter painkillers at first. She said that I needed to depend on God for relief. She'd rub my back and pray for me, but she said that if I had faith, then by Jesus' stripes, I would be healed. She took me to the doctor one time for my period. The doctor said I had cysts on my ovaries, especially on the right ovary. After that, she allowed me to take painkillers, but she complained about how much they would cost and how expensive the multiple amounts of pads, tissues, feminine wipes, and other products she had to buy were because my period is so heavy. A while ago, when I was still living with my mum, my aunt visited and ended up taking me to the hospital because of how much pain I was in. My mum came and they wanted to give me Percocet, but my mum rejected it. After I came out to my mum, she said that God was punishing me for being gay when I was on my period, and that was why I was in pain. Sometimes she'd raise her eyebrows and smugly say that cramps get better after a woman has had a baby, as a way to encourage me to marry a man and have children. She would say that that pain was trying to remind me that that was what was intended for women. My aunt took me to see a doctor after I moved in with her. But that doctor said that menstrual pain is normal and medication for it could lead to infertility. When I told her that I'd rather not have children than be in excruciating pain every month, she said I was too young to make that decision. My aunt scheduled an appointment with another doctor, but now my mum has taken me off of her insurance, so I can't afford to see a doctor. That also means I can't see my therapist anymore. When my mum told us she was taking me off of her insurance, my aunt told her that she was literally going to be causing her child pain. My mum said that that is a sign from God and that she has been vindicated by God and started speaking in tongues and then we hung up. She also said, "Honour thy mother and father and thy days shall be long," or however the verse goes. I'm sorry if that comes off disrespectfully, but the pain has started because my period will probably be on tomorrow and it's awful and I'm in severe pain. But I took her quoting that verse to mean like, if you're saying my days won't be long because I'm not honouring my parents, are you saying you're hoping my days will be short because you're taking me off of your insurance? She's also refusing to help me with my financial information for college, so I don't know whether or not I can go to college after all. My credit is messed up. I've started working, but I go through multiple packs of pads every month on my period. I have to get pads, painkillers, and other things. So I'm going to have to walk to and from work for 45 minutes to an hour every day this week so that I can afford to buy what I need for my period. And I'm going to be sick, weak, and in pain at work. I know Mum's hoping this will punish me, but what she's done and what she has said only makes me more sure that going no contact with her and pressing charges is the right thing to do. Yeah, sorry, but this is just abuse. Like, your mum's not even helping you when you're in pain. She's saying that you can't have painkillers. That is incredible. That has to be abuse, right? Look, OP, I'm so sorry that you're in such excruciating pain. I can't even begin to imagine. Not just the pain from, you know, going through what you're going through health-wise, but also your dog of a mother being in your life at all. That combination of things. Oh, and I completely forgot that she's taken you off her insurance, so you can't even get the help you need anymore. What? Yeah, it's unbelievable that parents can be like this. It really is. Just going through some of the comments here, and they're pretty much saying that there is a chance that she may not actually legally be able to take you off of her insurance. I hope that's true. I don't know what your age is, OP. You didn't explicitly say it, but if you are under 18, then you might still be okay. I don't know. I'll be honest, I'm not an insurance expert, as much as I know I do look like one. But yeah, in all seriousness, I really do hope that you get the help you need and that you're not experiencing this incredible pain in the future. Wow. Narcissist parents wanted me to trade houses with them because I got a slightly better one, and then literally stole my air conditioners when I refused to give them money. I'm going to start this off by saying that if you have a house and don't have cameras, get cameras. I have some now, but I should have gotten them sooner. I live in a pretty typical manufactured home in Arizona. My parents also live in one just a few streets over. Despite how close we are, I'm very low contact because they're just bad people. They treated me okay as a kid, but things changed as soon as I was in my late teens. I was expected to do more and pay my way as soon as I finished high school. That was fair, I was an adult by then after all, but my parents wanted a lot more in rent than what I'd have to pay to get my own apartment. I'd have had next to nothing left of my monthly paycheck if I'd given them what they wanted. So I refused to give them more than a fair amount, plus a share in utilities. And I started buying my own food as well. My father openly said this was not good enough, and my parents actually filed official paperwork to evict me when I refused to cater to their demands. So I left home and got an apartment with my best friend. 5 years later, and I bought my own house in a neighborhood not far from my parents. It's just a manufactured home on a small property, but it was so dang cheap that I couldn't turn it down. And my monthly mortgage isn't bad either. I even moved my best friend in to help me cover the bills. We were already used to living in the same space, and the house gave us much more room. I may even let another friend move in to get some more rent money for the mortgage, because we've got one room that's actually left unused right now since the house is a 3-bedroom. My parents, though, somehow didn't like my independence from them. Did they want me to fail or something? I don't know. But the incident that caused me going very low contact was when they demanded I trade houses with them. Yes, you read that correctly. They actually wanted to trade. Their manufactured home is smaller and older than mine and has one less bedroom. And their yard is smaller too. Not that either of us have any grass. It is Arizona after all. When they first saw my place, they looked fuming. After a couple more visits, my father actually said it wasn't fair that I was doing better than them, and I was rubbing my nicer house in their faces. It's just an old manufactured home in one of the hottest states in the US. Seriously, what's to brag about? But I guess having something even slightly better than what my parents had irked them. And as I've already said, they actually demanded that we trade houses because of it. My friend who lives with me literally fell onto the couch laughing when they said that, and I couldn't help but join in. My father said it was not funny and to give him what he wants. When I recovered my composure, I said that him and my mother were not entitled to my house or anything I own for that matter. And then I told them to get the frick out. After that, we barely spoke. And then the pandemic hit. It didn't really change my life much. I like the peace and quiet, and my friend knows to leave me alone most of the time. My father, however, got laid off, and he struggled to find another job. He ended up working in the local Mart of Wools for half a year before getting a better paying job. I did get a kick out of seeing him there when I was shopping for groceries, but as much as I hate him, I'm not going to call him a bad employee. He actually did fine. But during that time, he and my mother kept calling me and asking for money. And I know what you're all thinking, don't lend them anything. But they didn't want loans, they wanted handouts. Why? Because they raised me and I owed them. I said if they didn't want the cost of raising a kid, they shouldn't have had one. A few weeks ago though, my mother called me begging for money because their dinosaur of a window AC unit finally crapped out. I told them I wasn't giving them anything, and they were too cheap to replace that old AC unit for a long time, so I wasn't going to buy them a new one. Mum then complained about how I have two in my house, and the least I could do is give them one of mine. I then said that maybe if she and my father weren't always peeing away their money on beer and MJ all the time, they'd have the money to buy another AC. Then I said I wasn't giving them one of mine or any money. End of story. Only it wasn't the end of the story. A few days later, I came home from work to find my house had been broken into. My front door locks were drilled out, and both of my window AC units were gone. Nothing else was stolen, but they went out of their way to make a huge mess for some stupid reason. Probably to make it look like a typical robbery or something. I knew it had to have been my parents, and I called the police. I told them that I heavily suspected my parents of the theft because they act entitled to my stuff, even though I'm a grown man that doesn't live with them. I went with police to my parents' house, and sure enough, they had both my AC units going in their windows. When I confronted my parents, they obviously denied the theft, then claimed they already owned the AC units, but statements from their neighbours said otherwise. But my parents still denied the theft. I'd bought both AC units used online years ago, which means I had no receipts for them, so I figured my only option was to look for witnesses in my own neighbourhood. And as luck would have it, a neighbour across the street has security cameras, and the edge of one of them caught just enough to see my parents showing up in my father's truck. My father could be seen walking with a cordless power drill in hand, and a few minutes later, they came back to the truck with my AC units. Then went back in to ransack the place, I'm guessing. With this evidence in hand, police had cause to arrest my parents. At first, both of them acted like they'd done nothing wrong, but I convinced police to let me do the talking. I said they could either return the AC units to my home and clean up the mess they made, or I'd let the police arrest them both right there. They'd already stolen from me, lied to police, trespassed, vandalized my house, broke my front door locks, and there was video evidence of what they'd done. If I pressed charges, they were both going to jail for sure. My parents looked deflated, then asked for a moment to talk with each other in their bedroom. I heard a lot of shouting from both of them, and I could hear my mother yelling that my father was an idiot, and he was trying to blame me in turn. After about 5 minutes of that, they came back out looking even more deflated and said they'll return the AC units and stop bothering me for money if I didn't press charges. I said they were going to clean up the mess in my house and buy new locks for my front door as well. And then I wanted written apologies from both of them on top of it. They begrudgingly agreed and even got a police escort back to my house. My father was forced to put the AC units back in my windows and then left my mother to clean up the huge mess they made while he went out and bought replacement locks for my front door. He was gone about an hour and came back with a new stainless steel lock set to replace the knob and deadbolt. Then he had to help my mother finish cleaning. During this time, I let the two cops just sit and watch them while drinking soda. They said it was very entertaining. After everything was cleaned up, I gave my parents each a piece of paper and a pencil and told them to write out apologies to me for what they'd done. My father looked especially angry and said I was treating him like a child. I said he was acting like one, and he never stopped treating me as a child either. This was just me holding him accountable, and I could have sent him to jail, but I felt like this was better for teaching him a lesson. He then kind of snorted and started writing. My mother wrote out a good apology, but my father's was pretty half-assed and passive-aggressive, but I didn't care. It seemed to kill him a little inside to have to do it. And when he was done, he left without speaking to me. My mother said she was sorry and that she'd leave me alone, then followed after him. The two cops said they thought the whole thing was hilarious and then thanked me for giving them an excuse to take a break while on the job before leaving. Not long after, I shelled out to get some cameras for the exterior of my house. So if someone tries to break in again, I'll get it on video. I've only got two cameras, but I've added a couple more fake ones that look real enough just to scare people off. I haven't heard a peep from my parents, but their next door neighbour told me they actually went and bought a new AC unit. Guess they had the money for one after all. It makes me wonder how high they were when they thought it was a good idea to steal from me. Maybe having lean pockets for a while will teach them. Can I just say, if that's a pun, I love it. Then again, they are who they are after all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my God, OP, it sounds like your parents are just absolutely terrible people. What are they doing? Why would you steal from your own child? Especially AC units. Like, go buy one. They're not that expensive. Like, come on, get a used one like OP did. What? These people are mental. Hey, can I just say, by the way, it's very risky letting your dad buy you a new lock because he could easily have just got a little cheeky imprint of the key and he could be back to steal those AC units at any time. Oh, I don't know. Look, at least it was a good day for the police. They had a good time. But apart from that, nobody really did well out of this, did they? What is going on? They're such strange people. Hey, listen, you've talked about VLC, very low contact, a lot in this story. How about no contacts? You know, if your parents are literally just asking you for money and then stealing from you, what's the point of you know, even chatting to them at all? Sorry, that's just my thoughts. I tell you what is really funny, though. You knowing that you've got the power over them and just saying, look, I don't want you to go to prison, even though what you've done is obviously very illegal and you could. Instead, write me a little note. An apology note with a pencil and paper. Like, if anything, that's more embarrassing than going to prison in the first place. I would love to have seen your dad's face as he was writing that note. It just would have been an absolute beaut, I can imagine. Great story. Enjoyed it a lot. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. Apologies once again. I don't have an insane amount of energy at the moment. I tell you what, it's better than the first time, that's for sure. If you want to see what it was like the first time I had COVID, I made a video the day after I tested positive, and it's a funny video because you get to laugh at how ill I look. It's on screen right now, and it's in the description. Go and watch it. It's a weird one, that's for sure. It's not Reddit-based, but hey, if you want to watch an interesting video about me, click it. It's really fun.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.